This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari addresses joint session of Federal Parliament. President Bhandari calls for focusing on country's economic development. High-level political mechanism meeting of a ruling alliance discusses matters of bringing Rashtriya Swatantra Party back to government. Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority celebrating its 32nd anniversary today. And US to provide $85 million in humanitarian assistance as death toll from Turkey earthquake crosses 22,000 in Turkey and Syria. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for revising the existing laws to address the sluggishness in infrastructure development projects. Addressing a joint session of the Federal Parliament yesterday, the President asked the concerned sites to assess the level of environmental impact while implementing physical infrastructure projects. President Bhandari also called on the government to implement a coordinated program to increase production as domestic production needed to be strengthened in order to improve the economy, stating that the policies and programs should be centered on the country's trade balance. The President mentioned that public service delivery should be prompt and efficient so as to maintain good governance. President Bhandari shared that it was necessary to reform the educational sector to generate quality human resources, stressing the need of paying special attention to children's health and education. The President said it was necessary for recognizing and utilizing the experiences and skills of senior citizens. Yesterday itself, separate meetings of the Parliament chambers thanked the President for her address endorsing a proposal. A high-level political mechanism meeting of the ruling coalition discussed the matters of giving full shape to the cabinet. Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said the meeting held at the Prime Minister's office in Balwatar yesterday also dwelt on the matters of bringing the Rashtriya Swatantra Party back to the government. Likewise, the meeting discussed the upcoming presidential election, the government's performance, and the latest political development. Ambassador of Bangladesh to Nepal, Salahuddin Noman Chowdhury, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday. The Prime Minister's Secretariat said Prime Minister Dahal and the Bangladeshi ambassador discussed bilateral interest, expansion of power trade and contact network between Nepal and Bangladesh during the meeting. Ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Nepal, Saad Abu Haimid, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday. The meeting between the Prime Minister and the Saudi ambassador is said to have focused on bilateral relations and various subjects of cooperation between Nepal and Saudi Arabia. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Powdil received dignitaries from various diplomatic missions at her office yesterday. Foreign Affairs Ministry via its Twitter handle confirmed that Ambassador of Egypt Noha El-Gebeli, UNHCR representative to Nepal, Caroline Spanuth Verma, and FAO country representative to Nepal, Ken Simizu, paid separate courtesy calls on Minister Dr. Powdil. On the occasion, matters of mutual interest and bilateral cooperation, including food security and humanitarian assistance, were discussed. The Foreign Secretary of India, Binay Mohan Quatra, is embarking on a two-day Nepal visit on February 13 and 14 at a friendly invitation of Bharat Raj Powdel, the Foreign Secretary of Nepal. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal informed that Indian Foreign Secretary Quatra is scheduled to hold discussions with various Nepali officials on bilateral issues, including the expansion of contact networks between the two countries and in the area of energy, trade, agriculture, health and culture. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has directed the Civil Aviation Authority to suspend Prem Nath Thakur, the Director General of the Trivandrum International Airport. Joint Secretary at the Ministry spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Kesi said the tourism minister directed to suspend the airport's director general over his audio asking a Thai Smile Airlines employee for personal gains illegally. The ministry has also urged the commission for the investigation of abuse of authority for launching further investigations into the matter. Nepali Congress General Secretary Gagan Kumar Thapa has pledged to play an instrumental role in finalizing the Public Service Broadcasting Bill that is under consideration in Parliament, inaugurating the Central Convention of Radio Nepal Employees Union. Nepali Congress General Secretary Thapa said an initiation would be taken to finalize the bill, correcting the flaws in it. The Public Service Broadcasting Bill, designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, is under consideration in the National Assembly of the Federal Parliament. On the occasion, the Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal was committed to expanding its coverage all over the nation as per the government's policies and programs. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, is marking its 32nd Establishment Day today. The day is being marked organizing various programs with a slogan, "Let's collaborate for ending corruption and promoting good governance." The commission was established with an aim to conduct investigation on abuse of power by people holding public posts and control the corruption in the country. The Press Council Nepal has called upon the media houses not to advertise alcohol and tobacco products. In a statement yesterday, the media regulatory body urged the mass media to stop the publishing of advertisement materials that are harmful for public health. According to the statement, subsection 1 of section 45 of the Public Health Service Act states that no materials that adversely affect human health, including alcohol and tobacco products, shall be produced, distributed and disseminated. Similarly, the Council has also drawn attention of the concerned media over complaints being received that the media reporting on health and economic issues were broadcasting content without sufficient basis and evidence and without giving spaces to the views of related bodies or parties. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The top humanitarian aid agency in the United States has pledged $85 million in urgent life-saving relief for earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, funding will go towards shelter, cold weather supplies, food, water and healthcare. The move comes as countries around the world send search crews and aid to the region where over 22,000 have died. Rescuers say supplies are needed now or more people would die from the cold. In a statement on Thursday, USAID said it is also providing hygiene and sanitation assistance to keep people safe and healthy. According to the BBC, the agency's administrator, Samantha Power, has already deployed a disaster assistance response team which is currently operating out of the Turkish cities of Adıyaman, Adana and Ankara. The team consists of around 200 people, including disaster recovery experts, 159 search and rescue personnel, and 12 dogs. Similarly, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said about 130 urban search and rescue teams from around the world are working in Turkey, and another 57 teams are on their way. According to Al Jazeera, the UN spokesperson said the agency had a coordinating role through its disaster assessment teams. A UN disaster assessment team is in Syria and deploying to government-controlled Aleppo, Homs and Latakia. The UN World Food Programme has delivered food aid to 115,000 people in Turkey and Syria in the first 4 days since the earthquake struck, while the World Health Organization has delivered 72 metric tons of trauma and emergency surgery supplies to both the countries. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pashchim province. It will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was recorded at 21.4 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 6.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari addresses joint session of Federal Parliament. President Bhandari calls for focusing on country's economic development. High-level political mechanism meeting of ruling alliance discusses matters of bringing Rashtriya Swatantra Party back to government. Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority celebrating its 32nd anniversary today. And US to provide $85 million in humanitarian assistance as death toll from Turkey earthquake crosses 22,000 in Turkey and Syria. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.